praise God, and bless His holy name. You are now tuning in to Minister of God and Christ Jesus Foundation. This is the Ambassador for Christ, Kenneth Jerome Williams. Now, I want to talk about something in the spirit. I want you to get these revelational knowledge and get this impartation so that you can move and grow and learn in the spirit how to tap into that revelational knowledge. Now, the spirit to be, the spirit to do, the spirit to have, and the spirit to receive. Let me say that real slow. The spirit to be, the spirit to do, the spirit to have, and the spirit to receive. 7 points. Be fruitful, be productive, be faithful, be creative, to do, to have, and to receive. The spirit to increase, and the spirit to multiply. I want you to understand that. I want you to get that in the spirit. Because God wants us to be established, because He established us according to His word, okay? Established. What do you mean? I'm saying ask the Holy Spirit to help you become established, that you may be established in every area of your life. Our Father sent the Holy Spirit to be our helper. Become established by the Holy Spirit, established by God our Father, and established in Christ. You see, God our Father is the only one who can and who will establish those who belong to Him. So let your life be completely established, as set up and placed as the establishment of God. I ask God all the time to establish me. It doesn't make a difference where I'm at or what I'm doing or what level He has brought me to up to this point. I always ask Him to establish me. I always ask Him to promote me, to give me a divine promotion, to promote me in a way that a man and a woman cannot promote me. The only person who can establish me and the only person who can promote me is God my Father. Oh, come on, somebody. And that's the only person who can establish you. And that's the only person who can promote your life is God the Father. Oh, come on, somebody. Now, check this out. When you do almsgiving, give in secret so nobody knows that you gave anything. And do not complain about what you have. Let me say this real slow. When you do your almsgiving, give in secret so nobody knows that you gave anything. Oh, come on, somebody. And do not complain about what you have gave or done to help someone, lest you want to be known as a giver with a grudge. Oh, come on, somebody. Those men and women who give for recognition, let me say that real slow. Those men and women who give for recognition to receive pats on their backs in public have already received their just rewards. No man and no woman can beat God in giving. Let me say that real slow. No man and no woman can beat God in giving. I don't care how much you got or how much you give, or how much you think you got or how much you think you give. There's no man walking this earth, and there's no woman walking this earth who can beat God in giving. So beware of the certain men and beware of the certain women who look for the praise of people for the status of self-recognition. Truth is, you haven't done nothing. Oh, let me say that real slow. Truth is, you haven't done nothing, okay? If God is giving through you, let me say this real slow. If God is not giving through you, if God the Father is not giving through you, your giving is in the flesh and it's in vain, and it's not from the Holy Spirit, okay? Y'all better act like you know, because I got a message for you. Let them fall because of me. Oh, come on, somebody. Let them fall because of me. What you talking about, man of God? Well, the Holy Spirit will show you who the foolish woman is, and the Holy Spirit will show you who the foolish man is. Beware of the foolish woman who searches for a foolish man. Isn't that something? Dumb and foolish and greedy and ignorant and silly and just plain stupid. Let me say that real slow. Dumb and foolish and greedy and ignorant and silly and flat out stupid. Beware of the woman who talks too much. Let me say that real slow. Beware of the woman who talks too much. She never listens to wisdom. Her heart is filled with greed. She speaks blind wisdom. Oh, come on, somebody. She speaks blind wisdom because she does not fear the Lord. Anyone who doesn't fear the Lord, they speak blind wisdom. Her greed will be her demise. What is good for the moment will never last forever. Let the Holy Spirit remove the heart. This is how you talk to God when you pray in the spirit. And when I say pray in the spirit, I mean pray according to understanding, according to the word of God. Open your mouth and make this confession right now. Make a prophetic declaration into the atmosphere where you are under the sound of my voice right now. Let the Holy Spirit remove the heart of the foolish woman who walks in foolish ways. Let me say that real slow so you understand that I said it, okay? I make a prophetic declaration into the atmosphere right now. Let the Holy Spirit remove the heart of the foolish woman who walks in foolish ways and lives for greedy gain. Holy Spirit, rebuke the greed of the foolish woman. Oh, come on, somebody. Holy Spirit, rebuke the greed of of the foolish woman. And it also applies to men. Holy Spirit, rebuke the greed of the foolish men. Oh, come on, somebody. Let's drop it like it's hot. I want you to get this thing right now, because there is penetrating spiritual insight that I'm dropping on you right now. It's called penetrating spiritual insight. You see, Jesus saw how wealth could hinder one from putting his or her trust and dependence in God. For the rich to enter the kingdom of God simply because of their wealth is indeed impossible, okay? So true believers put no confidence in the flesh. You understand that? True believers put no confidence in the flesh, because there is a day of the Lord that's going to come. Oh, come on, somebody. Particular dates and predictions will be fulfilled. The day of God's wrath. You will not have enough time to brace yourself. Let me say that real slow. On the day of God's wrath, you will not have enough time to brace yourself. The disobedient are doomed. Did you understand what I just said? The disobedient are doomed, because I rock with the sons of thunder. Oh, come on, somebody. The sons of thunder. You know what time it is. Read your Bible. We're talking about vindication. Vindication. Answer the prayers of the saints of God. That's what vindication is. He answers the prayers of the saints of God. And y'all stay tuned for the vindication conclusion. This is Minister of God and Christ Jesus Foundation. Come on, somebody. Minister of God and Christ Jesus Foundation. Praise God and bless his holy name. Shalom.